So we spent a couple of days going over why it is that Rava doesn't say like Rava. Now I just want to take a look at some of these tosfos on the other side about why Rava doesn't say like Rava. So let's just see the Gemara inside again. Gimel Amud Aleph, about 12 lines before the end of the page. V'Rava my time lo makaravas. Why doesn't Rava say that the Yisr is ain edim suin l'kaimo? Why doesn't he say like Rava? So Rava will tell you, I don't say the Yisr is ain edim suin l'kaimo, which by the way, he does in the end of the day. The Gemara spends a couple of dapim bringing 8 different rayas, whether that's not an expression, exactly 8. There are 8 rayas back and forth, whether Rabba's right, Rava's right, or are they just arguing in a machlokas tanaim? And after raya number 5, the Gemara comes to the conclusion on Davdalad Amid Beis, after raya number 5, it was such a strong raya that Rava was correct, that we had no choice but to say Rabba islay the Rava, that Rabba does in fact hold like Rava. But we're asking now, according to the Hava Aminu, according to what we're assuming, that Rabba doesn't hold like Rava, why wouldn't he hold like Rava? So at the end of the day, this whole discussion is really a moot point, because at the end of the day, Rabba in fact really does hold like Rava. And the raya is from the Mishnah that says where we say that that even from one hegemonia to the other hegemonia, that works with Rava, that it's a neid mitzuyin l'kaimo, but doesn't work with Rava if Rava rejects the mitzuyin l'kaimo idea. But anyway, working within the construct that we're working, that Rava actually rejects Rava, so then why would he reject Rava? So Melcha, because he'll tell you, im kain, if the concern is nisni b'fanei nechtam, if the concern is that it's a mitzuyin l'kaimo issue, nisni b'fanei nechtam v'sulo. So why don't we just say b'fanei nechtam? Why do you have to add b'fanei nechtav? B'fanei nechtam would be enough. B'fanei nechtav lamali, shravin abin l'shma. So that tells you l'shma. The truth is, even though Rabba doesn't reject Rabba, this Shakla Batari right here, this question and answer still makes sense even the Maskana. Because although Rabba doesn't reject Rabba, he does add to Rabba. This taina that Rabba has on Rabba would still be omeid at the end. Because Rabba would say to Rabba, granted, mitzuyin l'kaimo, that's why you have to say b'fanei nechtam. But there must be something else also, because then why would you have to say b'fanei nechtam? B'fanei nechtav must be that there's something aside from mitzuyin l'kaimo, and that Rabba says is lishma, which Rava rejects. So this shakel v'tarya would even work l'maskana. So says the Gemara, how's Rava going to respond to this? Why do we taka say b'fanei nechtav? If it's all about kiyum, why do we say b'fanei nechtav? V'Rava b'dinu d'lisni achi. Really, you're right. It should have just been b'fanei nechtav. But we would have run into one major problem if we would have had b'fanei nechtav, and that is that it would look too similar to kiyum shtaros, to regular kiyum shtaros. People might come to think that for kiyum shtaros you only need one aid, when in fact the halach is by kiyum shtaros you need 2 aidim. People will think this is a kiyum shtaros, this is being done with one aid. Now why taka is this being done with one aid? Mishum iguna kilu barabanan, we saw that because of iguna we're makel to allow it to be done with one aid. Dafka by a get, but not by any other shtar. So it looks too similar to kiyum shtaros, says Rava. That's why they added b'fanei nechtav. Says Rava, no one, even if you just keep it as b'fanei nechtav, and you never had b'fanei nechtav in there, still no one would confuse it with kiyum shtaros. Why? 3 reasons. V'Rava mi dami. You can't compare it to kiyum shtaros for 3 reasons. Number 1, hasam yadinan hacha b'fanei. For kiyum shtaros, you need to say yadinan, that I know. You only need to say that you know that it was written, that these are the signatures of these eidim. You don't have to say that you saw it being signed. Bifanai is a much stronger form of testimony, so no one's going to confuse this with kiyum shtaros. That's one difference between kiyum shtaros and kiyum aget. Number 2, hasam isha lo mehemna. Hacha isha mehemna. Another major difference is that by kiyum shtaros, a woman cannot be mekayim shtar. Over here, a woman can be believed to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. We can have a woman say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. In fact, the Gemara is going to say later on daf Hamad Beis, the Gemara tells us that the whole machlokas of whether you need 2 dayanim or 3 dayanim all relates to how concerned are we that you're going to forget to bring in a 3rd dayan when the woman is there, when a woman is the one who brings the get. Meaning the Gemara says in Daf Hamad Beis that let's say it has machlokas amarayim. when you give a get, how many dayanim do you need? So how many dayanim in general do you need on a beis din? You always need three, right? So why would anyone hold that you need two? So the Gemara explains, because eid nasa dayan, shliach nasa eid veid nasa dayan. The guy himself who's bringing the get can become one of the dayanim. He'll bring the get and then he'll just jump to the other side of the bench and he'll be one of the dayanim also. So what's the problem with that? Everyone agrees. Eid nasa dayan on a din de rabbanan, kiyum shtaros and kiyum aget, befani nechlem, is all din de rabbanan. So why not say eid nasa dayan, it's all a din de rabbanan? Why is kiyum shtaros in its entirety only a din de rabbanan? Because mida raisa, why are we let Eidim achsum mal shtar, nasa kamish nechre edus in bebezdin. When you have Eidim signed on a shtar, it's as if it's already edus that's been accepted in bezdin. So the whole concept of kim shtar is only drabbanan, so we normally do accept. So we normally would allow an aid to become a dayan in kim shtaros. So why would you hold that you need three dayanim? Why aren't two enough and just let the shliach be the third guy? It's all out of this concern that the woman's going to bring a get one time, and we're going to say, oh yeah, last time we only had two dayanim, we'll keep it as two dayanim this time. No, why did you have two dayanim last time? Because it was a man who was bringing the get, and that man became the third dayan. But when a woman brings the get, she can't become the third dayan. So that's the svara to say that you need three dayanim in all cases. It's all because a woman can say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. A woman can be a shliach to bring the get. By kiyum shtaros, she cannot do anything in terms of kiyum shtaros. And the third difference, hasam bal davar la mehemin, hacha bal davar mehemin. One of the parties to the shtar, let's say there's a shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon $1 million. So Shimon cannot come and be mekayim that shtar. He can't say, yeah, I testify those signatures are. We're not going to listen to Shimon. He's a bal davar. He's one of the parties to the shtar. But by a get, it does work. By a get, to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. In what case? If a woman is a shliach la halacha on her own get. What does that mean? Shliach la halacha on her own get. How do you be a shliach la halacha on your own get?
The Baal says, take this shtar, bring it to Beis Din, and when you bring it to Beis Din, you're divorced.
Right. The husband made her a shliach la halacha to bring it to Beis Din and become divorced in Beis Din. He had a bug in his head. He didn't want the divorce to happen here. Well, for whatever reason. So he gave her the get, but said, I'm not divorcing you with this get. I'm making you a shliach to bring this get to a Beis Din over there and give it to yourself. And when she gets over there, that's when she gets divorced. A woman could become a shliach la halacha and get a weird story, you know? But the Mishnah says that that's okay, that it works. It's a weird story. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara discusses what's called a, the Gemara in Daf Hei talks about milsud lo shchiach lo gozer be rabbanan, that the rabbanan are not gozer for milsud lo shchiach. So the Gemara has an expression, isha lo shchicha. So if you read that phrase, you're like, what? Isha lo shchicha? They're 51% of the population. Is Isha? How's that lo shchicha? No, it means a woman being a shliach la halacha on her own get is lo shchiach, and we're not going to make zeros the rabbanon to cover cases like that because it's just an uncommon case. But either way, what you see is that there's a fundamental difference between b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta, or just b'fanai nechtam versus kiyum aget, versus kiyum ashtar, in three ways. Kiyum ashtar, you only say yadinon, you don't have to say b'fanai. Kiyum ashtar, a woman is no good. And kiyum ashtar baldavar, one of the parties, the woman herself, certainly would be no good. Those are three differences. And that's why, says Rabba, no one is ever going to confuse this with kiyum ashtar, and therefore b'fanei nechtav is totally extra. You could just have said b'fanei nechtam. Why do you have to say b'fanei nechtav? Says Rabba, it's a raya to me that there's a concern of lishma also. How's Rabba going to respond to this? Rava's going to have to say, no, it's still too similar to kiyum shtar. V'Rava amalach, atu hacha ki amri yadinan mi lamehemni? Well, over here, if they say yadinan, do you think it doesn't work by a get if you say yadinan? You think only b'fanei nechtam works? Saying yadinan also works. Since yadinan works, now that's why you're going to confuse it with kiyum shtaros. Obvious kasha has to jump out at you in this Gemara. Is the Gemara had just said that Rabbi explains the reason no one's going to confuse with kiyum shtaros is that there are three fundamental differences between kiyum shtaros and this, and a get, and the b'fanei nechtam by a get. What does the Rabbi answer? No, that first difference isn't really a difference. Yadinan works by a get also. But Rabbi didn't say there was one difference. He said there are three differences. Right? So, does Rabbi even need there to be three differences? All he needs there to be is one difference. And then his point is made that no one's going to confuse it with Kiyum Shtaros. Right? That's all for his point to work, you only need one difference. He had three, so he really reinforced his point. Rava's answer only says, nah, the first difference doesn't matter. What about the second difference and the third difference? It never addresses it. Rava never addresses that, yeah?
Those other two seem to be just halachic differences, not really identifying differences between a Kiyum Shtar, regular case of Kiyum Shtar, and get. Like, those are like minor cases that like that sometimes...
And therefore, you're right, and then... I think you could say better. You're saying, what Meir is saying is that they're not enough of a difference because it comes up rarely, so it's not enough of a difference to say that this is a distinguishing characteristic between Kiyum Shtaros and Kiyum Aget. But I think there's something more fundamental here that the Rishonim point out. Exactly. So that's what it seems that the Rishonim point out. If you look at Tosos Dibur Maskel Kivan Di Lamri Yadanu, says Tosos V'Kushya Di Isha Baldavar Lo Chash L'Taretz. He says we don't even bother answering the question of Isha and Baldavar. Why? To Lo Shchiach De Maisi Gita, because they're not common. V'Chi Maisi Eid Kasher Asi L'Chlufei. And if those cases don't happen, then you'll still get confused between Kiyum Shtaros and Get. Meaning, what's Rava's whole concern? Rava's whole concern is if you say B'fanei Nechtam, people are going to think, oh, that worked, just saying B'fanei Nechtam. Maybe one person saying B'fanei Nechtam is good enough by Kiyum Shtaros also. Right? That's Rava's whole concern. So what is Rava Taina? No, Kiyum Shtaros is different because a woman doesn't work for Kiyum Shtaros. The Baldavar doesn't work for Kiyum Shtaros. But the concern is a practical concern. Someone's going to be in Beis Din, see B'fanei Nechtam, and think that that could work for Kiyum Shtaros as well. So even though a woman doesn't work, a woman works for B'fanei Nechtam, and a Baldover works for B'fanei Nechtam, what if someone's in a Beis Din when a male shliach comes to Beis Din and says B'fanei Nechtam? Isn't it still likely that he'll get confused and say, oh, you see, this works for Kiyum Shtaros as well? So it's true. If a woman were to walk into Beis Din and say B'fanei Nechtam, he would never confuse it for Kiyum Shtaros. Nobody there would ever confuse it for Kiyum Shtaros. But let's say it's a man that walks into Beis Din. 99.9% of the cases. Let's say it's a man that walks into Beis Din and says B'fanei Nechtam. It's still a chashash that you're going to confuse it for Kiyum Shtaros. And therefore, lo chash l'taritz doesn't even bother answering the question. In fact, the Ritva asks this as a kasha. Like, what was Rabbi even thinking by saying that this is, that you're not, by bringing these two points about the Isha and the Baldavar? How does that address Rava's concern at all? Rava's concern is that there might be a case where someone's going to confuse it for Kiyum Shtaros. If 99% of the cases, it's a man, so how did the fact that sometimes a woman would work and sometimes a Baldover would work, how does that help? People would still confuse it in 99% of the cases for Kiyum Shtaros. The Ritva asked it as a kasha, like he doesn't understand what's going on over here. Why would Rabbi even bring this up? What Rabbi must be assuming is that that anyone who's there would realize that whatever is happening here is different than Kiyum Shtaros, just based on the fact that I'm not even sure how to say it. Meaning that right, but how do you say that though? Meaning the concern is in Asi L'Chlufei. Right. No, you have to say it like this. Right, you have to say it like this. That it's not that some innocent bystander in the Beis Din is going to say, ooh, you could be Mekayim Shtaros with just one person saying B'fanei Nechtam, and that's going to cause a big avla. It's not going to cause an avla at all, because what's going to happen? That guy's going to try to go into some other Beis Din by a shtar that says Reuven El Shimon $1 million and say, B'fanei Nechtam! And the Beis Din's going to say, what? It doesn't work. What are you talking about? So he's not going to be able to do anything. It's not going to accomplish anything. What are we worried about? That the Dayanim are going to get confused with Kiyum Shtaros. Dayanim are working with the books. They're working with a rule book. So if Dayanim have in their books, okay, what works over here for the get? It could be a woman. It could be a Baldavar. Even though the case that's brought in front of them might be a man. But if they know that the rules are, it could be a woman. It could be a Baldavar. They'll confuse that with Kiyum Shtaros. Why?
Because if everyone knows what the case is, and they all know
several possibilities of all the possibilities of a case, then they know what the
law is. No, they know what who is permitted for this get. Okay, a guy's a shliach is bringing a get. What are the rules? Well, the rules are got to say before nechtam. Rule is it could be a woman, it could be a baldaver. So they're going to remember that, and then when it comes time for a kiyum shtar, they're going to say, oh yeah, I know this one already. We already had that by a get. So I think it's a question of meaning. Yeah. So if that's Rabba's svara, then what's Tosa saying? Then what's why are we lo chash latari? Now it's too good a svara, no? So why are we not choshesh to answer it? To lo shchiach de maisi gita, v'chi maisi eid kosher osi lechlufei. And maybe they're not going to go through the whole rule book. They're just going to see that it's a male person bringing the get, and they're going to think that this is a regular kiyum. Yeah, you have to. It's something like that. It's two ways of looking at it. Whether the concern is that they're going to confuse it based on knowledge of the rules, or they're going to confuse it based on the case presented to them. So if it's a case presented to them, 99% of the time, there's still a concern because it's still going to be a male and not a baldover. But if it's a concern based on the rules, so then you understand why what Rabba was thinking by making these distinctions. Yeah, that's one problem. But let's go back to that first. Yeah.
Did you say that there was a question that jumped out at you, like that should have jumped out at you immediately? That wasn't the question that I had.
Okay, what was
the
yours?
The question that I had was that Rabba just said that Yedinan works. It's that you don't have to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. I think that I thought that that's a really big. To say that.
Oh, good. Perfect segue. So let's go into that. Okay. So Rabba says, how can you compare the two? Hasam Yadinan Hacha Befanai. You're saying different words. And Rabba says, so what? You say Yadinan over here, it also works, right? Yadinan should work as well over here. Even before we get to your question, which we'll get to in a half a second, Rabba says there's a difference. Hasam Yadinan Hacha Befanai. Which is a more exacting standard? Which is requiring more? Is requiring Yadinan bigger, or is requiring Befanai a bigger requirement? Befanai is a much bigger requirement, right? So what are we concerned over here? Rava says, I'm worried that people are going to think you could be Mekayim Ashtar Be'el Echad. Rava says, no worries. Over here we say Befanai, by Kiyum Shtaros, by other Shtaros we say Yadinan. So no one's going to think you could do Be'el Echad. Asks one of the Achronim, I think it was the Rashash, somebody asks, no, Adrabba, that's more reason to worry. You know what the guy's going to think? You know why one aid works by a get? Because he said Befanai. So maybe, for Kim Shtaros, if you say Befanai, one aid saying Befanai would also work. Befanai is a greater standard. So maybe that's why the Eid Echad is going to work by the get. Because he says Befanai. So it should work for Kim Shtaros as well. How does the fact that we say Befanai over here and we don't say Befanai by Kim Shtaros in general, how does that solve the problem? It's a sharp kasha. So I think I saw a quote in the Masifta, someone asked the kasha. I don't remember who though. I thought it was a Rashash. I don't know. I can't find it right now. I thought I saw someone ask that kasha. I thought it was a very good kasha. Maram Shif, I'm sorry. He says the Maram Shif over here. Yesh makom yosu litos ba mirazu kimin shev kol kim shtaros mol shemri yadanu or shiyomu befanenu. He'll beget zark dafka amira shel befanai. V'yafal pikein moil edus shel erechad. He says a little different. He says even better. He says if in a case where we're more exacting, where we're more strict, and we say you need to say befanai, yadati's not enough, and still we're going to be so makel and allow an erechad. So then for sure in a case where we don't demand that much in terms of what you say, we let you say Yodati, all the more so I'll allow an Eid Echad. If in a case where it's a Kal V'Chomer, if by the more Chomer case where I'm so exacting, I make you say Befanai, I make you actually see it, I'm still going to accept an Eid Echad. So where I don't make you see it, all the more so I should accept an Eid Echad. That's how the Maram Shif asked the Kasha. And the answer is no. Once they were misake b'fanai nechtam, it's that's a good kiyum. So we understand why in Eid Echad the answer is like I said. So we understand why in Eid Echad is believed because you're making him say a good kiyum, meaning there's a trade-off. It's not a kal v'chomer. Why is Neilach a belief? Because he has to say Befanai. By Kim Shtaros, you don't have to say Befanai. Mele Neilach is not going to be believed because we're not asking as much of the Eidim. So to compensate for the lack of supervision that the aid has in the case of regular Kim Shtaros, we require double Eidus. We require two Eidim. The case of a get, he needs more supervision. He needs Befanai level supervision. So therefore, we don't require a second aid. What we make up for, what we lose in quantity by the get, we make up for in quality of the eidos. And vice versa. That's how the Maram Shif says it. Yeah? Right. And also, it could be working with the idea of the halachos of get, without the idea of the halachos of kim shtaros. You know, they're dealing with a get case, so they do the research on get, and they know what they need for a get. And the concern is, when a kim shtaros case comes up, they're not going to do the research again, because they're going to rely on the research they did by get, and assuming that it's the same. You know, a lot of times people make a tushtel that doesn't really work. You know? It's one of the big challenges of psak halacha, is that you have to know which, Rav Shechter always said, you have to know which sif in Shulchan Aruch to look at. Have to know which one to apply. So that's the concern. The Dayan Amar can know which Sif and Shulchan Aruch to look at. They're going to think that the research they did about get will deal with the issue of regular Kim Shtar, and it won't. So now let's get to Richard's point. So what did he say? That Rava points out that Rava points out rather Yadina and Befanai are different, and Rava says no, Yadinan works over here as well. What does that mean, Yadinan works over here? Yadinan, translated into English. Yadinan. We know. How many people bring a get and say b'fani neftam? Typically, it's one guy, right? Shliach is maybe get, it's only one guy. So what's Yadinan? What does it mean, Yadinan? What is it, right? Rav Amlach Atoch ki Amri. What is Amri? They say. Yadinan, we know. Milo Mehemni, aren't they believed by the get? What are you talking about? By the get, there's only one person. Zakt Rashi, Atu Acha ki Amar Yodeya Ani Milo Mehemin. Where are those words in the Gemara?
He changes it.
No, Hacha by a get ki Amri Yad Inan Milo Mehemni. That's by a get. It's not by Kim Shtaros. Would one person be believed to say anoyadi by a aniyodeya by a get?
Yeah.
That would work as good as b'fani nachta.
Yeah, that's what Rava
is
saying.
I'm asking, is that what he's saying?
Saying
it's not so partial at all that's what he's saying. That would explain why Rashi changes the girsa.
Yeah.
Meaning Rashi has to change the girsa because you don't need two people to say Yadinan by a get. By a get, you only need one guy. Right? So that's what Rashi's doing. Rashi changes the girsa. Kiyomer yodea ani milo mehemin. Holu ludidei taim mishum kiyumuhu. Iyomer yodea ani b'chasimas yodea edim. If he says singular, I know milo mehemin, he would be believed. Mali Bifanai, Mali Yodeani. What difference does it make if he says Bifanai or Yodeani? Richard says it makes a huge difference. We're explaining the Shita of Rava over here. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yodeani, Bifanai, it's all the same. Vikiman da Hachihu, Ilav, the Matsrachina Nami Aksiva, the Tavi Hacker, Ben Gitl Shtaros, Sosil Chlufi, Vikiman Shos Yam, the Kamina Bedechot. And because of that, we need a second phrase. B'fanei Nechtam, not just B'fanei Nechtam, because B'fanei Nechtam could easily be replaced by Yodeani, and it would be Mekayim the Shtar just as well. So we need that second phrase to not confuse this and allow this Kim Shtaros Be'edachet elsewhere. Look at Tosfos. Tosos does not change the girsa. Atu kiamri yadanu mila mehemni. Pirush kuntras. Hol ulidide. Taimu mishum kiyuma. Mali befanai. Mali yodeya ani. Mashma shrosal mejashliach mehemin kiyamar yodeya ani. Right? Sounds like Rashi saying a shliach, one person is believed when he says yodeya ani. Vahadinakat ki amri yadanu. So I would say, why does it say that? Well, that's why Rashi changes the girsa. Tells Loshon Rabim. Why does it say Loshon Rabim? V'lo Amar, and it does not say Ki Amar Yadati Loshon Yachid. Mishum Da'ashluchin Di'almakai. Rashi doesn't have to change the girsa. Rashi could keep the girsa and still say that we're only talking about one person. Why do we say Ki Amri? Then when Shluchin come with Gittin and they say that they know. That's the way people talk. They say, when shluchim come with gittin, does that mean that shluchim have to travel in packs with several gittin at a time? No, I'm talking in general, in the world. When shluchim come with gittin and they say that they know, that's how Rashi could read the Gemara. It's plural, but not plural about any given case. In any given case, it's only one guy. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. But the great chiddush is that according to Rashi, one person is all you need. Good? Even if you're saying yodeyani, one person is all you need. Right? And you're... And that's what bothered you. I mean, you were assuming that. That, right?
Yeah.
That one person is all you need, and he says Yodeyani, and that's good enough. You don't even find... To have two people say Yodeyani, not such a big chiddush that counts as a kiyum, because that counts as a kiyum shtaros everywhere else also. Right? So why? That's not a big deal. But that, to say by a get, that one person saying Yodeyani is enough, big chiddush.
That's not a big chiddush when in Medina, within Eretz Yisrael. I'm saying there are cases that it's not great.
But we're saying that this works as a b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. When you need b'fanei nechtem, you need this. And this is all you need. All you need is one person. Ule'el lo'boi le'meimer yadati ika b'nayu fraktosos ba'am kasha. If Rava holds that one person saying yadati is good enough, and Rava holds, no, you need to dafka say b'fanei. Yadati is not good enough. That's how Rashi is explaining the machlokas over here. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, right off the bat, right after we mentioned Rava and Rabba's opinions, the Gemara said, "My binayhu, what's enough kamina between them?
This
would have been a great enough kamina. Does Yadati work? If the whole point is Mishum Kim Shtaros, so Yadati should work. Right? If the whole point is Lishma, then Yadati doesn't work. Yadafi have to say b'fanai. So why don't we say this as nafkamina? So he says, lo bay leminkat alahanu de lemar tsarich lemar lo tsarich. What we're trying to give as nafkamina is as that are all examples of where one person will say you need to say something and the other one will say you don't need. Not cases where everyone agrees you need to say something. The question is which words qualify. All the nafkaminas are where they're arguing about whether you need to say anything in the first place. But not when the nafkaminas are which words qualify as your statement. So that's why it doesn't make it on the list of nafkaminas. Okay, a little bit dachuk. But that's how he deals with the fact that we don't mention as nafkaminas. But then Tosfos says, I got three problems with Rashi. The three major issues with Rashi. First of all, first problem with Rashi, he says, Avoltema hu. Every single time, according to Rava, that the Mishnayis and the Brises and everything else says b'fanei nechtam, didn't really have to say b'fanei nechtam. Which is crazy. The Gemara is about to bring eight rayas about b'fanei nechtam. And none of those cases really had to be b'fanei nechtam. What could they have said? Yadati. Right? Yadina and Yadati. Would have been the same. So you don't need it by any of those cases. So it's just lav davka. B'fanai is lav davka. It's a big giant lav davka to change all the mishnayos, all the brises. That's one problem. Va'od, ibechad nami mahani yadati, heichi kama rava bereish perek beis. There's a gemara in daf tes vav amud aleph that afilu huva acher meidin al chasimas eid sheni pasul. Says like this. What happens if a get comes to Beis Din? The shliach says, I know the signature of one of these Eidim. And the shliach says, I know the signature, and the shliach together with somebody else both say they know the signature of the second aid. Does that work as a kiyum shtaris? Shliach is all alone in saying he knows the signature of one aid, and he has a partner, a second aid with him, to say they know the signature of the second aid. So does that work? Now we're talking about, does that work? By kiyum shtaris, definitely doesn't work. When it's a shtar that says Reuven owes Shimon $1 million, that will not work. Why will not work? Because to be mekayim a shtar, each of the eidim that are being mekayim the shtar have to be giving equal testimony, 50% of the testimony. But in that case that I just described, one of the eidim is giving 75% of testimony, right? Because he's saying I'm made about this guy's signature in its entirety, and I'm half of the eidos about the other guy's signature. So that's no good. That definitely doesn't work. Right? What about by a get? Will it work by a get? One aid, one shliach, yadati about signature number one, and me and my friend are both yadati about signature number two. Now think about it. According to Rashi, what do you need from the shliach? What? You only need yadati. How many people have to say yadati according to Rashi? Just one. So if the shliach were to say yadati about signature number one and yadati about signature number two, according to Rashi, good, you're accepted. It's fine. One guy saying yadati is all you need. So what does the Gemara say? When a second guy waltzes into Beis Din and says, oh, I also know about the second one. Yeah, he's right about the second one. All of a sudden we're going to say, ah, it's puzzled. No good. Had the second guy not walked in at all and not said a word, the one guy saying yadati would have been enough. The fact that there's someone else that comes in and also says yadati is going to ruin it? It's going to make it worse? How does that make any sense? It's a very strong kasha. Afilu huva achar mi'idin al-chasim esei cheni posel! Di lo hava ela hai shliach demakir shtei chasim esap kashim. If it was just this one shliach who recognized both signatures, that would have been fine. Now because there's somebody else that's giving a little support and saying, yeah, I also recognize the second signature, that's going to make it puzzle? So Tosa says, you know what? The Gemara already, Rashi already realized that this is going to be Akasha. And he says, yeah, that's why the Gemara, that's the Gemara's next line. You got to read Vayter in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Ravashi asks, Mika midi di lamasiki hu lakuli diburu kasher. Do you ever have something that if the guy himself would say the whole thing, it would be kasher, and because another guy comes along and helps, it's going to be puzzle? That's a pretty big detail for Tosus to leave out in the kasha, no? It solves all the kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could this Gemara make any sense? According to Rashi, yeah, it doesn't. That's why the Gemara asks that exact kasha. So Tosus says, Ein svar klal shahaya rava toa bekach. Tosfos says yisod. Hava minas have to make sense also. And this hava mina would not have made any sense. It's too bad of a hava mina to have even been a starting point to have made any sense. And that's the kasha and Rashi. The kasha and Rashi is not that it can't work with the Gemara's maskana. It's that you don't work with the Gemara's hava mina. And I know you say the maskana, the Gemara's question is my exact question, but it can't be that Rav would make such a stupid mistake. Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? Because if you have two Edom or three Edom, and the third one ends up being bad, it kills the whole Edom, so even the first two are good anyways.
Good. So Evan's suggesting a svar as to why the second guy ruins it. Because we do have a concept that Nimsech and Mimkar of Apostle, Edusim Petela. So if I had two Edom to come and testify that somebody owes me money, so great, we'll believe them. Three of them come and testify, and one of them happens to be a carver or a puzzle. Now he doesn't owe me the money. So we do find.
We find out that it's puzzle, though, here.
Right, that's the problem. Over here, no one's puzzle. The guy's coming along, and he's. What's the svara to say that it's a problem? What's the svara to say that, you know, leaving out knowledge of Rashi over here? If you were just reading that Gemara, two guys say about one signature, one guy says about the other signature, what's the whole svar to say that it's possible? It could just be that we're concerned we might allow this by other kiyum shtaros. What?
It's
the Gemara says. Right, that's how it defends. That's how it defends Rava from the Kasha of Ravashi. Right? No? Let's see the Gemara. That's Rava Milan. What do we have? What? Yeah. Before that, let's start with two dots. Funny nacht of kula, funny nacht of chetzio puzzle. Amr of chistav, afilu shnai miidim al chasimis yad sheni puzzle. My time, O kula bikim again, O kula bitakonis chum. Fine, period. Maskefla rava, mika midi dilu amr chad kasher, hashadika tre puzzle. Is there ever something that if one guy were to say, if a shliach would say, I recognize these signatures, it would be kosher. And then when a second guy comes along and helps him, it's going to be puzzle? Ela marava afilu huva achar mi'idin al chasimas yad sheni puzzle. Even if he and someone else join together to testify about the second guy, it's going to be puzzle. My taima, asilu chufi b'kim shtars di'alma. Because people will come to confuse with Kim Shtar's Kanafik and the Chiriva de Mona Apuma de Chatzada. Right, so that's what Rava said originally, that we're going to confuse this with Kim Shtaros. Maskefla Ravashi, so Ravashi says, what do you mean? Mika midi di maskefla iu lukule di buru kasher, hashri kachad bade apostle. It can't be. How could it be that he's going to say the whole thing, and it's going to be, if he says the whole thing, it's kasher. Another guy comes along and helps him, all of a sudden it's going to be puzzle. Right? So he said, that is exactly Ravashi's kasha. So I was saying, yeah, but Rava doesn't make any sense. How did Rava not chap Ravashi's kasha? But what I'm suggesting is that Rava did chap Ravashi's kasha. And that's why Rava said that I'm not concerned of it. I'm just concerned people are going to confuse this for Kim Shtaros. I mean, what's happening in the Beis Din? A guy walks in and is made about one signature. So if a guy were to walk in made about both signatures, I'm not worried you're going to confuse that with Kim Shtaros, because everybody knows you need to aid him for Kim Shtaros. But now that you have two guys being made on one of the signatures, so you have two Eidim based. It's just that one of them is being made on one signature, and the two of them together are being made on the second signature. So when it comes to Kim Shtaros, I'm going to remember, yeah, I needed two Eidim. I'm going to confuse this with Kim Shtaros because I have two Eidim, and I'm going to think that this works for Kim Shtaros also. I mean, a very simple defense for Rashi. When you read the whole Gemara, Rava says, I know this isn't really a problem. I know that if one guy says Yadati on both of them, it works. And yes, I do hold that bringing a second guy to say Yadati about that second signature will make it a problem. How is it logical that it will make a problem? It's not logical. It's just that it's going to be confused for Kiyum Shtaros. When it's just one guy saying Yadati through and through, no one will ever in their right mind confuse that for Kiyum Shtaros. Because Kiyum Shtaros, you know, you're supposed to, you have two aid. But when it's one guy with another guy, and it's just that the second guy doesn't say Yadati about both signatures, he only says Yadati about one signature, now it's getting dangerously close to Kiyum Shtaros. It looks very similar to Kiyum Shtaros, because there are two Eidim here.
Why does it look more like Kiyum Shtaros?
Because you have two Eidim.
But there's no one Eidim for the other one.
Right, but there are two Eidim in Beis Din, being Mekayim the Shtar.
Only for one.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work for Kiyum Shtaros. But it's enough reason to confuse it for Kim Shtaros. For someone to think it would work by Kim Shtaros.
If you testify that if you have two Eidim and two of them only testify on one signature, and one of them testifies on another signature.
It does not work for Kim Shtaros. So, but people might think it does because we let it work for the get. Meaning, what's going to happen when two Eidim walk into the basement? People are going to assume if you have two Eidim, you must have needed two Eidim. And yet, it worked with two Eidim, even though one of them only testified about one of the signatures. So people will assume, by Kim Shtaros, that's good enough also.
Sorry, Shmack, I was said, on the case of the Gemara, you know, originally back in the case of Gimel 1L, isn't that not really, it's like Ladavka Eidim, isn't it? But didn't we say it could just be, it's Shaliach, you know?
Well, the Shaliach is the Eidim. It's Shaliach Nasei.
Right.
Right? He's the one that's saying the Fanei Nechtav, so
didn't
he's...
Didn't we make a Peshitta to like, me, it's not really Eidos, it's just Kim, I don't know.
It's Eid Echad, it's Kim Shtaros Be'Eid Echad. So these are Tosfos kashas on Rashi. Again, the three kashas were, why not mention it as a nafkamina? So he gave some sort of teretz that the Gemara was only giving nafkaminas that one guy would require it, the other guy would not require it. That kasha Tosa sort of poo-pooed. You know, he's like, okay, yeah, one guy would require the other, it's not such a big deal. The Ritva, when he raises the kashas in Rashi, he thinks that kasha is unanswered. He's like, okay, that's why I disagree with Rashi, because of that kasha. Now, why isn't this listed as one of the nafkaminas? Tosa was, okay, yeah, so we're only giving certain kinds of nafkaminas, not other kinds of nafkaminas. Yeah.
Why is it not a question of, like, everyone accepts that Rava Shita, like, it could work, but there's, like, these technical issues where it contradicts, like, different Gemara, you know, but it's not, no one questions whether, like, why should that work? We've never had this, no one's assumed that it's worked until this point. We've assumed that Bafani Nachta, that's what you have to say. Yesterday we had a whole thing about, the whole shiur was about before, we never thought Yedati is something that you could say. So why,
why
is
not? Meaning, let's put it this way. The whole discussion, Beis and Beis, on top of Gimel Amud Aleph, was why one aid is good enough. Normally for Kiyum Shtoros you need two aidim. Right? That was the whole discussion. So he said, okay, we allow one aid, Mishma Iguna Kilu Barabban, because of Iguna we're going to be Mekel, we're going to allow one aid. The Gemara never discussed the language. Why we need different language. Meaning, well, the Gemara's premise is that we're dealing with Kiyum Shtoros, and all we're doing is we're adjusting Kiyum Shtaros to say instead of needing two Eidim, you only need one. So if Yadanu works by Kiyum Shtaros, Yadati works by this.
But yesterday, the whole shiur was we went through the Chasam Sofer and the Ramah, and that was what the shiur was about. We spoke about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because that was with Rava Maitai Melomer Karaba, because Rabba's worried about Lishma. So that was all within the Lishma side of things.
Yeah,
Dinan definitely doesn't work for Lishma. Right?
Yeah, but we don't paskin like Lishma. We paskin like Rava, you said. And when we read the Ramah said you have to say before I nafta.
Why? Why?
Because
we want to be machmir for Shita's Rava also.
Okay, fine. But so maybe that's why at the end the Ramah says that
it's kosher anyway without it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this is all only within Rava. It's all only if you assume that it's all an issue of Kiyum. Now, what's the difference between Yadati and Bifanai? So Tosa says the difference is that Yadati is much less of a knowledge. You're not really putting yourself on the line when you say you know. I know that's the signature. Okay, I was wrong. You know, if you're caught. Bifanai means I saw it! I saw it with my own eyes! So that's what Tosa writes in the small Tosa, Yibra Maskalacha Bifanai. Al Yadati Enmal, the time of the Kshom Bifanai Nechtam Vnechtam, Diek Tfei, Demara Nafshe Tuva. You're really putting your good name on the line. I saw it all happen. And you didn't see it. As opposed to Yadati, you're just saying, yeah, I knew. Okay, I thought that was a signature. It was a judgment call. And then you don't look like such a fool if you're wrong. So that's how Tosfos understands. Ramban understands a little bit different. The Ramban understands that Bifanai only works for Chasima. Bifanai doesn't work for Ksiva. The Yodanu doesn't work for Ksiva. So to say Yodanu about Ksiva, because what do you mean? Yodanu means I know it was this person who wrote it. Who cares who wrote it yet? We care about who signed it. So Yodanu doesn't work about Ksiva. For Ksiva, Bifanai is the only thing that has any mashmaos that I saw was being written Lishma. Right? So since you need to say Bifanai on the Ksiva side of things, so it's most mistaver that Bifanai should be the Takana for the Chasima as well, and not Yadati. But it's not something fundamentally stronger about your Eidos when you use the word Bifanai than it is when you use the word Yadati. Alright, we'll stop there, and I'll probably have new Marmakovas for you tomorrow, or maybe we'll just do a little Mizuf Nitocha, I'm not sure yet, we'll see. If anyone has time for Tamar Alecha, we'll do it, otherwise we'll do it tomorrow.